Warm welcome, beautiful souls, here this evening or this morning, depending on where you are. This is Arielle Hecht, and I'm joined with Brother Nick Good. Welcome, Nick.
Hey there, Arielle. Hello, everyone. Welcome to this wonderful call. So should we start by taking a few soft, gentle deep breaths?
Yeah.
Just getting ourselves settled here for this call. Making sure you're not going to be disturbed. We're going to be sharing information and experience here, like we always do on superhero training calls. For those of you that are new to the concept of superhero training, we basically consider everyone a hero just for showing up in this world. It's gotten so challenging for so many people. And we consider that if you want to really go to the next level and break out of all this conditioning that goes with this mundane reality, then it takes a superheroic effort. And hence, superhero training. And superhero training, we specialize in providing information, critical information, essential information that we can distill the essence and focus on in our own deep inner practices in order to allow ourselves to experience who we actually are in a greater, deeper, broader context than this material world. So it empowers us within the world and beyond the world. So let's just take a few soft, gentle, deep breaths, and we're going to be going into that in a bit more detail as we go forward. Would you like to lead us in a little, guide us in a little meditation, Arielle?
Sure, yes, certainly. So we're just going to start by taking a few deeper breaths. So probably the deepest breath you've taken so far today, just really filling your lungs with fresh, beautiful oxygen. And on your exhale, completely letting yourself just soften, letting your body soften, letting your heart soften, and most importantly, letting your mind soften. So as you breathe in, you're just bringing in new life, new consciousness, new intention with every breath, each moment. And on each exhale, you're allowing your entire being, including your mind, to relax, to soften, to release kind of the heaviness or the spinning or the tension, whatever it is. On each exhale, you're just allowing this wave of peace to come over you as you let go deeply. And feel yourself becoming more and more rooted, more and more grounded and centered, aware. Just this great peace washing over you as you feel yourself basking in the rays of this beautiful sunlight, this beautiful spiritual light. So placing your face towards that sun, towards that light, and just drinking in the nectar, the rays of light emanating from the Supreme Being, the spiritual Son, the Divine God. And just with this very easy shift of attention away from the body-centered consciousness of the world and the dramas and the hectic frazzled energy, you're just turning your face towards the ever peaceful and ever radiant light of the spiritual source. And this light is constantly, never stops, it's constant, constantly shining upon you, constantly available to fill you, and you can just intuit that you can receive as much as you can hold. So each moment, each exhale, just opening yourself more and more to receive this love, this power, this peace, and this purity. So each moment, expanding your capacity to allow in the incredible radiance, the incredible gift of divine truth as it shines upon you, and you silently, intuitively just receive it into your being. And you feel it come into your heart. And you feel it deeply nourish your heart. You can just kind of sense the heart cleansing and releasing. As you experience this union, this connection, this link with the ocean of love. So you are like a river of love. So you're receiving from the ocean, unlimited ocean of love, is this blessed energy pours upon you like the sweet, like the sweetest waterfall, very gentle that you can imagine. And it pours upon you and fills you. So you become this very, very beautiful, beautiful river of love and purity and joy. That becomes very full. And naturally becomes ever more available to nourish the life around you. As you fill yourself. And become more and more an embodiment of this love. Of this peace. A being that is full and that is shining upon this world. And you feel the contentment in your heart that receiving this light is a great gift to all life. Regardless of what you say or what you do, but just feeling that just being this instrument, this receiver of infinite love, and beaming that out into the world. is the great gift. You can just continue to be here in a few moments of silence as you continue to experience the ocean of love, the spiritual light pouring forth upon you. And you simply receive as much as you can hold, and you continue to expand your capacity as you rest in this beautiful, beautiful grace. And as you rest, you feel this beautiful song coming from the divine. As we share this term very often, it's amazing grace. It's amazing grace. Oh, amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved a soul. Ocean of knowledge and wisdom pours upon you.
Wonderful. So yeah, just let's keep taking those soft, gentle, deep breaths. And I just want to focus on the basic foundations of superhero training, reminding the superheroes it's always about practicing the essence and emphasizing a few different aspects of our world, reality we experience, and also introducing at the same time some information to any new listeners that you might not be familiar with. So number one is the context that we're living in right now. This experience that we just shared there with Ariel, and we can enjoy that experience any time as long as we turn within ourselves and go deep, deep, deep into the center of our inner being, which we call the soul, and becoming soul conscious. And if we're not in that deep inner center of our being and looking in, we are looking out into the world, and we're experiencing what we perceive as reality through the consciousness of our ego. The ego being the identification with the physical body as I. So when I call this character, this persona, this character called Nick Bird with this physical body,
Nick dropped off for a moment there. I can continue a little till he comes back. He must have just gone beyond as he was sharing, going beyond the physical body. So we play these roles. We play these roles, and we have names, and we have this very unique form and look to us and conditioning and kind of role in the world. And what happens essentially is we go into a sleep where we really forget that we are a beautiful being of deep peace and infinite love, and we forget that. And I see Nick rejoined us, and I was just leading into what you were sharing as well. We forget who we are. So go ahead.
We forget who we are, and we lose connection, just like I got disconnected then. And it's as easy as that to lose connection with who we are. And when we do that, we lose the experience. Just the experience goes into a mild panic mode, a little survival mode, and we start becoming obsessed with the world around us, the people in it, the situations, trying to nourish ourselves with something that. A nourishment that can only come from a spiritual source. So most success systems and personal development programs, coaching systems, healing systems, and improving in a process approach to work to doing that. And all of that reinforces the persona and the ego construct. So it doesn't actually really do anything. It just polishes the ego. Superhero training says that it's not actually a process. The experience of your freedom and your peace and your personal empowerment, it's actually a choice. And you can make that choice in any given moment, any place, anywhere. And the only thing we need to do is to practice making that choice over and over and over and over and over, so we get really good at being able to make the choice. Because it's a very simple thing to do. But if we don't practice, that simple thing becomes actually impossible. Because if we don't practice being soul conscious, then we're constantly being spun out, literally spun out into the vortex of our own psyche in the ego, in the realms of the ego, and they're infinitely complex and entangled. So it's a fascinating challenge that we all have. and 99.9% of everything you see and hear, everyone you meet in this world is going to trigger you to move in the opposite direction rather than within to a central focus within yourself, becoming soul conscious and releasing your attachments and whatnot to the ego story and perspectives. So it's a fascinating challenge, and made all the more fascinating as we understand the nature of the realm that we're actually experiencing what we call reality in. And this is this matrix-like prison. And just like a prison yard has kind of the law of the jungle ruling, who's the biggest, strongest, and the best, so too does this prison. And no matter how successful you become in the prison, you're still in the prison. So what we're into is freedom. That's what superhero training is all about, freedom. So that we can, like Jesus said, be in the world but not of the world. We can move through the world in the grace that Ariel was singing about a moment ago. And the grace is when you're surrounded with, you're infused with, it's bubbling up from within you. You're held in a transcendental consciousness. It is the presence of God, because you've gone within, you've made that a priority in your life to access that presence within yourself. It doesn't come with the matrix. It's not part of the package. So start functioning in our egos and getting obsessed with the matrix. We have to recalibrate our inner realm, reprioritize our inner realm in order to access that grace. And we have to love the source of that grace within ourselves. So it's a beautiful thing.
It's a beautiful thing. It's a wonderful thing, and it's something that really the experience can unfold forth from your intention, from your deep and true heart's intention. If you have a deep and true intention to know the divine, to be one with God, to be in the grace, and you act upon that intention, and you begin to bring attention and create space for yourself to go inside, then the experience can continue to unfold as you have in your deep heart the humility of asking for help, of asking for guidance. And as Nick shared, one of the most important aspects is giving up energizing the jail, right? Because the more, and I'm sure you've experienced this too many times, we all have, that the more you give energy to the details of the jail, which is being in the consciousness of thinking you're this person with this role, with all these dramas, it actually expands it, and it actually becomes a trap. And then you find you're in a spin, and you actually find you can't get out of it. And so the key is actually not to go into it. The key is to put a full stop to when you find yourself going into the realm of the ego, going into the realm of body consciousness and drama and status and even health and like all these things that are very, very, very energized in our world. And they all, you know, taking care of your physical body, you know, providing, doing the work you do, having a livelihood for yourself. Yes, it requires a very small amount of your energy, really. But as you bring your consciousness more and more centered and focused on divinity, there is an unlimited power that begins to charge you and begins to fill you and actually gives you far, far greater power and guidance and easiness and kind of taking care of just your daily physical life and actually experiencing a joy in it and a freedom and a lightness to wear the world like a light garment, as we've heard Jesus say. And this, and I imagine if you're listening to this call right now, it's because this topic interests you. You're drawn towards spirituality. You're drawn towards spiritual truth. And perhaps you've had some experiences and you are perhaps fed up with the pains and suffering and turmoil, instability of the world as most are experiencing it. And so one of the core things to have in your awareness at every moment is, where is my stability? Where is my root? Where am I grounded in? Because the only stable truth is divinity. It's the only stable, eternal, real security you will ever have, any of us will ever have. That is true. But what happens is we place our roots in these insecure, impermanent, very fragile sources in the world and relationships, the state of the body, status in the world. Oh gosh, all sorts of things is where security is going, right? And so it immediately sets you up from feeling very, very fearful, very anxious, unstable, you know, and really in this place of suffering. So plugging your roots and your security into the source, into the truth, into divinity is the one and only stable and secure place to go to.
That's right. The foundations. So it's fascinating reorientation of our inner experience and how we relate to life. So let's just take a few soft, gentle, deep breaths. Okay. Let's just bring our hands together in front of our heart. Lovely way of balancing all the energy. When we bring the palms of our hands together, all the meridians are connecting. Take a few soft, gentle, deep breaths. Now, one of the first things we teach you to do in superhero training, and whether you've been on the training for years or you haven't even done anything, this is still relevant, and it's breathe. And because the world is becoming so threatening through the eyes of the ego, remember, the soul's world isn't being threatened at all. But the ego's world is being threatened. It's a scary place. There's all kinds of things that are going to come and get us, and if they haven't already. So what happens when we feel our survival is threatened, consciously or subconsciously, is the central nervous system grips on. And if we're not breathing soft, gentle, deep breaths, then we stay gripped. And we live with a mild sense of anxiety, fear, which most people are in. If you walk around any city, look into people's eyes, look on their faces, most people are living in a state of fear. When you're living in a state of fear, you're absolutely anchored in the ego, and you cannot repeat, cannot access the grace. You cannot access the divinity. You cannot access the experience of your own higher consciousness and who you actually are, because you're in the fear of the ego realm. So somehow you have to disengage your central nervous system manually. That means you have to do it yourself and switch it over from its fear response into a relaxed response. And we do that through breathing. So soft, gentle, deep, rhythmic breathing is a wonderful thing. But the most powerful thing you can do to switch off that fight, flight, fright response immediately is to do something called alternate nostril breathing. So a lot of you will have heard of this. A lot of you will have done it. So let's just do it all together now, and I'll just take us through it. So just put your right thumb on your right nostril. Right thumb on the right nostril, and take a breath in through your left nostril. Close your left nostril now with your third finger, and take your thumb off your right nostril and exhale through your right nostril. Inhale through the right. Close your right nostril with your thumb. Exhale through your left. Hold the left, open the right, exhale. Inhale right. Close the right, exhale left. Inhale left. Close the left, exhale right. And just continue, you can keep doing that if you want, or just continue breathing deep rhythmic breath. So everyone who does that, no matter how much, even if you've been meditating for the last few hours, it still relaxes you. So what does that show us? It shows us that the central nervous system is gripped on deeply, 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 and that relaxation is a process of unwinding, letting go. And really, the whole spiritual journey is a process of unwinding and letting go. Or let's say it's ever-deepening experience of unwinding and letting go. And within that relaxation, we focus more and more and more. We focus with more and more and more concentration within ourselves with an attitude of absolute certainty. This is what faith is. It's an attitude of absolute certainty. Now, pay very close attention to what I'm going to say now. The reality that you experience through the ego consciousness that you call your life, the world that you perceive through your ego consciousness, through your body conscious persona, your false sense of self, the fictional I, the I that isn't actually real, that isn't going to last. Everything in that reality, all the characters in your life, including yourself, and the stories that go with those characters and the context that those stories exist in, i.e. what you perceive as the world and all the characters in it. All of that exists in a tiny, 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 tiny part of yourself. And that part of yourself basically is a dream. And for most people, more accurately, it's a nightmare. And at the very least, it's a disturbed sleep. As we breathe and relax, as we unwind the central nervous system and are able to surrender and experience our brain moving into alpha waves and theta waves and delta waves, and we can focus in the certainty of knowing who we actually are, what happens is we slip out of that small dream world into an eternal landscape of vast, 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 infinite peace, magnificence, perfection, and love. And that's where we belong. That's actually the world that spiritual beings are supposed to be living in. So superhero training, is the foundation of it is knowing who you actually are in truth, practicing that over and over and over and over, and merging with existing in the real world, your real environment, your real home. And as you do that, you are supercharged, spiritually speaking. And you bring into yourself an energy, or let's say a degree of consciousness, spiritual consciousness. It isn't really energy in terms of atomic energy and, you know, the stuff the world's made of. It's something far more powerful. You bring in this presence, more of who you are, into yourself, into this world. And the more you fill yourself with this, through constant, daily, focus on your practice, focus on your practice, focus on your practice, and your practice is simply being who you are. Relaxing, allowing yourself to go to that center within yourself, and from there commune with the source of your being. As you do that, and then you go forward into your day and function in this world, you bring the thing into this world that everyone is craving, or that all souls are starving for. You bring it. And because everyone's wobbling around, because the ego's roots are very, very shallow, they're founded, Jesus taught a parable once about a man who built his house on sand, and another one who built his house on foundations of rock, and what happened to those houses when the big storm came. And of course, the house built on sand just crumbled. And the sand is the foundation of the personality. And what we see is that everyone, the whole world is geared to improving that image, the ego image, getting all the guys at the gym, getting bigger muscles, looking in the mirror. Now it's, you know, and how bad you identifying with, you know, cage warriors, UFC, how much money you can get, how successful I can become, what can I achieve, as this person in this world in the limited amount of time I have in it. So all of that is building your house on sand. And spirituality in that model is a part-time, you know, kind of like minor interest that if I just, you know, believe in something or someone, then I'm, you know, I'm going to be fine. So it doesn't have any depth. And that's why everyone in that model wobbles around so much and is basically emotionally unstable, psychologically unstable. And they might appear not to be, but if you take the things away that the model, the stability is based upon, if you test the foundations of the house, you soon find out what's stable and what's solid. So what superhero training does is it allows us to make our foundations in something eternal. And it's an eternal sense of self. It's an eternal identity. Much, much, much deeper. And we experience a reality in a realm that exists beyond this physical material world and absolutely dwarfs it in comparison, in relative size, vastness. It's incomparable, the difference between the realms. One of those realms is actually real and the other is a mirage.
And because of that, so one of these, this realm that most human beings are walking around in is a mirage, you can imagine that when things start to rumble and shake, becomes extremely scary, right? There's lots of fear. There's lots of fear that comes up. Well, in superhero training, these practices and these, this discipline, really, it's really discipline, because anything that gains power has consistency. And so for you to actually stabilize yourself in your eternity, that's something that you must have a discipline of continuing to turn back to. And that's just simply because there's been the very strong habit of living in the mirage, of living in the illusion. It's become a very, very deeply embedded groove in each soul, really. And so you develop the discipline and the dedication to continue to come deeply into who you are. And that's where your true stability is. So it doesn't really matter what happens in the world. And when you can start to come to a place of absolute peace and neutrality and stillness in the face of adversity, in the face of the world rumbling, in the face of things going, you know, crazy, that's what's required, that's what's needed. And I'm sure that's why you're listening right now, because you sense that that's what you need, that's where you need to be in yourself. And the other aspect of this, which we've also been speaking about, is the role of divinity, because this groove, this habit, this very harmful habit, this addiction, it's an addiction to being person conscious, to being really in the grip of the different kind of vices and negative energies that go alongside being in person consciousness. We actually cannot do it alone. And, you know, you kind of might hear your own will saying, oh, okay, I'm gonna make this shift to soul consciousness. Yeah. However, good luck. You know, it's not something that you can just do with your own personal will, but rather you actually must unite with higher power. You must unite with the source of all spiritual power, because this is a spiritual ailment. And, you know, a really helpful way of visualizing it, I know a lot of us are visual learners and we see things visually, is if you picture a full moon and you, in your brilliance, in your total truth, are like that full moon. You're completely full all the way around, completely bright, completely full of power and peace and love and purity. You're eternally shining, unshakable, immovable, completely blissful, and just completely pure, incredibly beautiful being. So that's who you are. And as you, the soul, came into action, as energy goes into action, what happens? It loses power. So you came into action, came into the world, in different lifetimes, lots of different actions, and everybody started losing it and becoming body conscious, and then the influences around us kept getting more and more degraded, more and more harmful. The moon, that full moon, became closer and closer and closer to that new moon. Now, you never reach having no light. That wouldn't be possible. You always have some spiritual light left. However, it's very depleted. And so you literally, these are literally the moments where we must take our battery and plug it into the power source. Like you charge your iPhone, like you charge any technology these days, almost on empty. When you're almost on empty, you don't actually have the power and the strength to overcome these very harmful habits, obsessions, addictions, madnesses, right? There's no power to overcome it. To have the power and the strength to even actually be soul conscious more consistently, to actually conquer the influences in the world around you, you absolutely 100%, no questions asked, need the power. And we get that from the divine. And really, that's where the deepest spiritual teachings have in different ways, shapes, and forms have kind of set, and a lot of it's been misunderstood. But the essence is that this is that time when we must unite with the divine to remember who we are and to be able to gain the power to overcome the very severe illness, really, the very severe illness and kind of shadow that's come over the soul. And that's a very real thing.
Yeah, it's very real. And the consequences of it are of ignoring the call to return to our own, you know, magnificence and recharge ourselves absolutely. And start, really putting God as the priority in our life. The consequences of not doing that are, becoming increasingly obvious in our world, because we're, this modern culture, what we consider as, just normal behavior, and we accept as the status quo, and, the social norm, and just the way, the way things are a shocking state of affairs. And if you notice, there is an obsession with the glorification of self, the ego self, the persona. So we have social media as, for example, as just a brilliant strategy to glorify the ego, glorify the personality, glorify the persona. So everyone, so many people obsessed with selfies and their own, self-image. And it's all about image. And success, success really has been shifted over into the realm of image. It's only the image of success that actually counts anymore. I'm over here in Bali, And there's a place in Bali called Ubud, a city, which I visit frequently. And it is a mecca for spiritual aspirants and pseudo spiritual teachers, all, you know, obsessed with this image of success and image of spirituality. So there are, you know, literally hordes of quote unquote, you know, successful women, mainly women, successful people that are, you know, going to yoga every morning, going to, you know, the fashionable restaurants and juice bars, and they're on their computers and phones all day, promoting the image of success through social media, presenting themselves in, you know, a sort of sexy, luscious, you know, divinely inspired babes, successful women, wearing red dresses and whatnot, and using all the marketing hype and spin to attract people to sell their products. And funnily enough, I've been doing lots of healing work with most of the real hardcore teachers in that genre since I've been here over this last year, in various stages of meltdown and overwhelm, because the pretense, the facade, is really being tested now. It's really being tested, and especially anyone who's putting themselves into a position of teacher, leader, and, you know, guiding others and advising others and whatnot. Those kinds of individuals are being tested more than any, to see how deep the roots of truth are. So we need to be taking this thing a lot deeper than image. And really and honestly, it doesn't matter what you do in the world right now, to be perfectly honest, in terms of your outward achievement, yeah, your career, your job, you know, it doesn't really matter right now. It's not priority right now. What is priority is how you do it. Whatever the situation, whatever the circumstances that you're in right now, is the starting point to bring a higher power into the world through you as you. And this is the wonderful thing about the spiritual path. It's extremely relevant and extremely practical to who you are and where you're at. So it's not like the ego is this, you know, this dreadful thing that has to, you know, we have to destroy or, you know, ignore, dissociate from altogether, abandon, and you know, we become useless within the context that personality is in right now. It's not that at all. What happens is that there is an internal shift which disconnects us from the disempowering, unstable, stuck in patterns, looping the same kind of repetitive thoughts and emotional roller coaster, attracting the same kind of drama, and stuck in the same perspective and habits. What we do is we shift within ourselves to a deeper, more real and honest experience of ourselves. We connect with the almighty power in there, the almighty presence. And as we merge with that in an experience of love, which is absolute surrender, that's why we need the relaxation through the breathing. As we merge with that through this experience of surrender, love and trust, faith, gratitude, appreciation, all the good stuff. The real us is supercharged. As Ariel was saying, the battery gets a charge. As the battery gets a charge, the personality in the world, which basically is a form that is being projected by the soul into the holographic realm of life, this whole world that appears to be so real, as you know, any quantum scientist will tell you, is made of, basically it's made of, you know, possibilities. Empty space full of possibility. And yeah, there are atomic particles and subatomic particles and smaller than subatomic particles zooming around in it, but they don't take up very much space in the space. Now, there's an infinite amount of space within any atom, or a virtually infinite amount of space within any atom. So there's a potential there. And it's a potential that responds to consciousness. And it's not what you know in terms of the knowledge that the world has given you. We're living in the information age, remember. We're living in a highly technicalized, technology-rich information age. And I can remember when, you know, we didn't even have a television set. Nobody had even heard of a television set. That was like something from outer space. Mobile phones, no one had heard of those either. So in the last 40, 50 years, there has been the most extraordinary influx, birth of an absolute takeover of technology. And technology is the big thing in our world. But it hasn't done anything to the levels of consciousness. Morality has decreased. There are dreadful things happening in this world right now. And the homogenizing capability of the system, that means the capacity for the system to make us all the same, has been increased exponentially. So that's why you can go anywhere in the world in Western civilization and it's virtually the same kind of setup. So for us to transcend this experience, for us to experience ourselves as a unique expression of ourselves, for us to allow ourselves to experience the mystery of this potential, which is the vaster part of ourselves, then we need to draw a line between a spiritual experience that isn't, that is non-linear, that doesn't, that means it doesn't come in the form of bits of information from the world. We've been sold the lie that the information age and technology is the path to salvation. And that is a lie, and the evidence of that lie is all around us. It's very, very obvious. I went to Singapore airport the other day. I was 4 hours in Singapore airport and it actually made me cry. It actually brought me to tears. I was actually crying. Just look at the state of everything and everyone and feeling the level of consciousness and the distortion and the chaos, the frequencies, the energies, the level of consciousness, the chaos, the static. It was like being in hell, and it was extremely unpleasant, and it made me cry. It brought me to tears. So technology and information is not the path to salvation. So when you're on your computer obsessively, and your phone, gleaning information from the world, trying to find answers, trying to find something of value to your spiritual situation, to fulfill a spiritual need, you're heading in the wrong direction. And what you're doing is you're allowing technology and consciousness to interface in a way that the system wants it to, which is basically turning human beings into robots. And there's a massive, massive strategy going on in the world right now to shift the, I mean, it's always been this in one way or another, but to distort us, to mutate the human race away from a spiritual-based being into a something else. And this current system is very heavily invested in the technological in space, so basically trying to turn everyone into cyborgs. So this is the wrong direction. And we love technology for getting what we need to get so that we can go leave it alone and go and practice. So thanks to computers, thanks to the internet, we can be sharing this information with you right now. But what you need to do is to take that information and spend far less time on the computers and plugging your consciousness into those bits of information, those ones and zeros that computerize you, reinforce your computer system, and go into this spiritual realm within yourself and discover your own inner nature and become absolutely, totally committed to that. And as you do that, the image of you, the person you call yourself in the physical world will change. Because the soul, that battery becomes charged with a living truth, a living light, a living love. And it projects a different quality version of your persona into this world. So the world is like a movie screen. The ego is the character in the movie. And the soul is projecting that film. Just like you go to a movie and there's a projection room up there behind you projecting it all onto the screen. So when you go into that, if you want the film to change, if you want a different ending to the film, or you want a different story in the film, it's no use, you know, running up to the screen and trying to stop the characters from doing whatever they're doing. You have to go into the projection room and put a different film in there. And there is a perfect version of yourself already exists deep within you. And all we have to do is focus on supercharging ourselves through that loving connection to our source. And that self that is buried underneath all this superficial ego stuff will be resurrected. And this is part of the cryptic esoteric teachings of Jesus, when he says the dead will rise from the graves as when Christ comes. That's a consequence of what happens when Christ comes, the dead rise. So the ego is the grave. And when you bring this consciousness in, this pure consciousness, there's a resurrection. And we experience that as individuals in the world through grace and through virtues. Our virtues become more and more obvious. We become kinder, compassionate, more patient, more loving, wiser versions of ourselves. That's a wonderful thing. So superhero training shows you how to plug in, maintain a solid practice, organize your life to support that, and also how to help that process by dissolving the patterns that have been ingrained into your psyche through the repetition of habits, ego-based habits. And as your spirit is released, the full power, you naturally, you want to change how you want to express yourself in this world. You might want to stop what you're doing, the job you're doing, for example, and, you know, do something else, and we guide you through that. Or you know, there's relationship issues, suddenly we guide you through that. So whatever it is, all the way across the spectrum, superhero training has you covered. The main thing, the essence, is the practice, practice, practice. So can you lead us again, Ariel, in a little immersion?
Yes. Yes. So as we're going into this immersion, just allowing for all of this knowledge to sink in. And really the point of everything we're sharing is not as an idea, not as a concept that you have in the mind, but as an experience, as an experience. So we're just going to go into that experience. And really our invitation to you is to prioritize developing this experience going into this more and more. And when you do join superhero training, you're in superhero training already, maybe some of you on this call, you know that you're supported in that. You're reminded of that again and again and again. And you're held in an energy field that is supportive of you rising in your truth. Most of the company we keep in this world is very toxic. It's extraordinarily harmful. There's a saying that the company you keep can either drown you or it can help you fly, it can help you ascend. And most of the company in the world, unfortunately, is of that drowning camp, right? Taking you deeper into, like, mixture, the grave, essentially, the kind of deadness of the ego. So we really want to immerse ourselves in energy fields and company that literally is fully supportive of our rising in truth and recognizes you as a soul, as who you are. So with that, within this supportive energy field, we're just going to go into this. So taking a few deep, soft, nourishing breaths as you, again, allow yourself to just sink into a deeper peace and relaxation. And it's just like maybe you've experienced where there's something in life you've been holding on to and it's really stressful, and then you let it go. And there's this wonderful relief, just recalling any time you've experienced letting go, surrendering, and there's this wondrous wave of peace, of divine truth, that washes over you. And so right now, we all have plenty to let go of, but just right now, as if you're opening up a pressure valve, an emotional pressure valve, and you're choosing to release the grips and pressure of this illness, of this negativity. And so the steam, the negative energy begins to just release with your willingness and your intention and your choice. Your choice that you can live without this, that you can be free and happy and peaceful in your true and eternal state. So you're releasing the toxicity that keeps you from experiencing that. And with your honest and true heart, in your heart of hearts, you have and accept this prayer, dear God, dear beloved, I give this to you. And you allow that release to occur. And you allow the brilliant light of the Supreme to evaporate. These untruths, the energy of this illness, and as this process occurs, you just rest and you just bathe and release as if you're held in these arms of infinite love. And with each breath, you see how much more willing you can become to let go. How much more willing you can become to surrender. And even if you are perceiving an ego kicking and screaming, you're also in touch with this deeper, eternal part of you that is the king, that is the master, and that ultimately has the say. And so with your strength and with your union with the divine, you choose. And you choose to release this. And you choose to continue releasing this. And you feel layers upon layers of illusion being released. And this process is as strong as the depths of your true and willing heart to place it in the hands of the divine. And you are held in that incredible grace. Amen.
It's such a wonder. It's such a wonderful thing, this peace. I can't tell you how much I value this peace. There's no peace in the world. There literally isn't any. Nowhere. There's just momentary satisfaction or not. But there's no peace. There really isn't. And we've talked a little bit about the nature of the context, the prison house. And we've talked a bit about the ego, who really is the jailer. The ego puts you in the prison. But the wonderful thing about it is the door's open. And it's up to you whether you walk out the door or you lock the door. And I just wanted to touch a little bit on what locks the door, what really gets you stuck. And what really gets us stuck is the emotional charge that goes with the persona and the ego. And how peace is the liberation from this. Because this whole matrix, this whole movie, this whole illusion of life, it's all taking place in a polarized reality. That means it has a positive and negative side, two opposing forces that are dynamically in tension with each other. That's what holds the whole thing together. An electromagnetic energy field with a positive and negative pole. And so the electromagnetic flux of life can flow through these, through this polarity. And we experience in our world this, constant dynamic tension between these two poles. And so hence everything in our world, everything in the world, there's good and bad versions of it. And depending on who you are, you will become emotionally charged about the positive or the negative. So you might crave the things that you like and that you love and that you consider to be good and become emotionally charged in a positive way about those things. But if they're not available or they get taken away, then what you're left with is the negative emotion. Just the opposite of that. And that's the story, the ego story in the world. And so what we try and do at Superhero Training, and what happens automatically as you become more soul conscious and more enthusiastic about merging with source energy, or the almighty presence, I prefer the love of God to New Age rhetoric. As you become more enthusiastic about communing in and with the love of God, you experience yourself from the depth and magnitude of who you actually are, infinite consciousness and infinite love, eternal peace, and you're able to exist from a zero point of equanimity within it all. So you don't get excited or disappointed. You don't crave things or have aversion to stuff. You don't get thrown around so much by the emotional polarization. And therefore, you don't lock yourself in the jail. And just like anything that experiences any version of reality, it wants to keep on living, no matter what. And the ego is one of those things. So the ego has tremendous momentum because it's as old as time. It's as old as time and space. It has tremendous momentum going now. And as an entity, a parasitic entity, it wants to live. And its main food is emotion. Negative and positive. So as we move deeper and deeper and deeper into ourselves, we become less emotional. And I liken it to the ocean. As you become deeper and deeper and deeper within the ocean of your own being, the water of the ocean is your feelings. So you feel more, and you begin to feel everything. And the levels of sensitivity become extraordinarily high. But the emotions are the waves moving through the ocean. And so no matter how big the waves are, they still take place relatively close to the surface of the ocean. That's where waves move. So if you live from death, you don't get affected by the emotion. You can feel everything, but you don't get affected by the emotion. To the same degree. So you become much more stable. And you don't lock yourself into that jail. You don't lock the door. And the matrix itself, the dark matrix, the prism, is an entity within and of itself. And that entity wants to live as well. So everything the matrix throws at us is to trigger an emotional response. And most of what the matrix is throwing at us right now is fear-based, to trigger a fear-based response. Jesus said the antidote to fear is perfect love. Perfect love. We don't know what that is. The ego has no concept whatsoever what that is. Absolutely clueless. The mind, absolutely clueless. The only thing that can experience it is an innocent soul surrendering itself in love, for love, to love. And then experiencing the consequence of that as love. And then the personality in the world, this projection onto the movie screen of life, will express that. And that will manifest as a deeper love for oneself, being able to make the choices that are actually constructive and beneficial, and an increased ability to love others in a more enlightened way, a more enlightened demonstration of love, which has nothing to do with the emotionally loaded soap opera version of love that is being injected into human consciousness, into the clingy, dependent, conditional, addictive, addiction, attachment, ego attachment based versions of love that has all been conditioned into the ego's realm. So it's a wonderful, wonderful mystery that is revealed in us. And it's really the best part of it all.
It is a wonder, that is for sure. It is a wonder. And as you're listening to this, I'm sure it's a lot, you know. And at the same time, you're probably perceiving the truth of it, because you're here because you sense something's horribly wrong, right, with the state of things right now. And so the most wonderful news is that there's a solution, and it is going into the depths of the ocean and stabilizing yourself in the unmovable eternal stage of who you are, and receiving the power from the source. And it is absolutely true, and you'll find in many different spiritual texts, the different kind of lineages, we need to overcome attraction and aversion, because it pulls us in all sorts of directions, and it's rooted in the very temporary likes and dislikes of the world, which are temporary. Yeah. So it's literally coming into this experience, this aim of being in the world but not of it. Because if you're in the world but not of it, then you're not pulled towards certain things with positive charge and certain things with negative charge, but rather you're enjoying life not from emotion, but from the only truth of your true energy, which is love, which is peace. These are not emotions. These are states of being. These are original and eternal qualities of the soul that emanates effortlessly and eternally and constantly. So it's literally completely shifting your experience entirely from the surface of the ocean with the waves and the motions and the positive and the negative and the this and the that and all the sorts of things, to the eternal depths of love and peace and truth that is who you are. So now is the time. Congratulations for being here. And I think it'll be nice to, if any of you have any questions, we'd love to talk to you. And also, if you're someone who's listening who's not in superhero training and you're very interested, and if you haven't read Amazing Grace audiobook, that's a really great place to start. And you can really simply go to AmazingGraceAudiobook.com. That's a book that Nick wrote with David Wolf, and it's an incredible immersion into living in grace and deepening into this space. If you're someone listening and you're not in superhero training and you feel this is what you need, you can go to superherotraining.com and you can click apply. It's not open. It's officially closed right now, but it's possible. It's possible we'll still accept you, but you can at least apply and, get in touch with us for the next time we open. So praise the Lord that you're here. It's wonderful to connect in this way. And if anyone on the line would like to connect with us, we'd love to talk to you. You're welcome to ask a question. Just go ahead and press star 2 to raise your hand. And if you're on the webcast, you can feel free to write a question in the box as well. So we'll give you a minute for that. Nick, is there anything else that you'd like to share?
No, I think we've had a pretty succinct call. I guess there's a double motivation why I love this subject and why I've dedicated really my whole life to this path. One is my love for God, just pure and simple, just. And it's just nothing like having that experience. Once you've tasted it, it's, the world really has nothing to offer at all. It's just a different perspective. Once your eyes have opened, you start to realize certain things that are becoming more and more obvious in the world around us. what was hidden is not so hidden anymore. But because society has been conditioned to such a degree, most people just accept it. But there is a, you know, a huge awakening going on, and really it is an awakening to the degree of control and manipulation and conditioning that's taking place. We are living in this matrix realm is becoming an extremely hostile place. And we should be, willing to accept this and use this as motivation to move out of it within ourselves. It's not our home. This realm that is being manipulated and controlled by the powers that be, that are able to poison the water, poison the air, poison the food, manipulate education systems, control medical systems. So from gestation in the womb, you're soaking in pharmaceuticals, babies, mandatory vaccinations, and microchipping now. Education system completely manipulated all the way through media and entertainment industry. And the whole thing, the whole system geared towards milking emotion through, you know, major sporting events, dramatic news stories, etc., etc., etc. That realm is not your home. You don't actually belong there. And the just like any organism that is, you know, dead, like an animal that dies in the forest, the body will be decomposed very quickly by all kinds of creatures. Things that you know, don't even know exist will move in. Things that you never see in any other circumstance will move in, and they will destroy it. They will compost it. It will be returned to the basic elements that compose it. And in Sanskrit, these forces are called Vinash forces. They're forces of destruction. And they are just an integral part of the creation that maintain a boundary. So once a certain degree of disharmony and disorder and a shift away from the natural order and the natural harmony of life, once an organism, a being, a community, a culture, a civilization, a world has moved away to a certain degree, these Vinash forces will move in to destroy it. And that's what we're living in right now. We are living in a time where Vinash forces are becoming more and more obvious and stronger and stronger and stronger. There are more earthquakes, more volcanoes, more natural disasters, more diseases, more psychological, psycho-emotional disorders, etc., 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 all the way down the line. There are also, interestingly enough, a vast spike in celebrity deaths at the moment, more and more and more so. And you're going to see more and more and more of these trends increasing as the forces of destruction respond to the disharmony of the culture that's prevalent in this world. And so it is very, very sensible, even if your love for God isn't sufficient motivation for you to practice, then you should use the signals of the world that are being communicated from you, from the reality that you perceive to be around you and outside of you. Use those signals, just interpret them as large neon signs pointing you away from that direction into yourself, into the real world, the spiritual world that doesn't have Vinash forces, doesn't have ego maniacs running it and controlling it. It's a completely different experience. But you have to withdraw. You have to withdraw your energetic investment, which is your emotional charge based on your ego perspective, your positionality, what you think and believe, what you stand for, what you want, what you believe as in terms of right and wrong, what gets you passionate, what gets you angry. You have to withdraw that focus, withdraw it, and bring it into yourself. Flip it within yourself and use all the motivation and the inspiration from the suffering that you see around you and the suffering that you experience yourself and the yearning that you have to do good in the world, help people, improve your life, improve the life of others, love, care for your families, etc. Take that motivation, invert it within yourself, and use it to drive you towards a deeper and deeper and deeper surrender to experience the living truth of your own inner being, the living truth of your own spirit, not the spirit of the world that's infecting your soul, your psyche like a virus. Absolutely, absolutely and totally hack into your mind, your subconscious, your unconscious, your physical body, in your DNA. It's completely and utterly possessed by this virus. That's just the simple truth of life. The spiritual teachers have told you it. The shamans have told you it. We're telling you it. So all of that, instead of moving deeper into it, should help you to turn around and go the other way. Go into yourself and experience an absolute reality, an experience of a realm beyond all of that. Absolutely beyond all of that. It exists beyond the reaches of that. It can't be infected or affected by any of that at all. Nothing whatsoever. None of it. None of your memories. No matter if you've done bad things in your life, if you're stuck in addiction patterns today, if you've been in obsessive compulsive patterns and you hate yourself for it, there is a place within you that exists beyond that, where perfect love is the only experience. And you can go, you can move yourself and live in that nest. You can move into the eye of the storm and escape from this matrix.
Hallelujah. It's also a glorious time because of this incredible, incredible doorway that is open for you, this divine doorway open for you to return to and re-experience your original and blissful and beautiful self, and to know the divine and be in the presence of that one. So, you know, it's very much the two extremes. On one hand, it's extreme depths of extreme depths of the worst of the worst, really. It really is, and it will continue in that extreme. And on the other hand, there is a glorious, glorious opening for your deep and real and true experience of who you are and experience of the divine in returning to that place of eternal love and safety. So now is the time. I honor deeply each and every soul on this call and listening in the future, because you truly are a bearer of light to even be interested in coming on a call like this. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And as we close for this evening, this morning, we thank the love of God for shining upon every soul on this call and bringing the light of truth, the light of the soul, and the light of really what we refer to as salvation, what many have referred to as salvation, that is your freedom. So we thank that one and thank each and every soul here. Bless you, and we love you. And we very much look forward to staying in touch as being in an energy field of love and an energy field committed to truth and to the reality of the soul is an incredible gift and an incredible grace. So we look forward to connecting with you more soon. Many, many blessings and lots of love.